It's Mandy and Jimmy's second date update on Lexington's all-new Hits 106.3.
It's brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here. All right, Mary, you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Awesome. So why don't we kick this off with how you two met? How did you and Jared meet?
We met in college, actually. We dated a friend of mine for a while, and I always sort of had a thing for him, but he was off limits, obviously.
Okay.
And then we ran into each other at a supermarket recently, and we started talking on Instagram, and he asked me out about a week later.
Okay, cool. So how long has it been since you heard from him?
It's been a while. I can't really remember, maybe 2 weeks.
Okay. So why do you think that he's blowing you off?
I wish I knew. It's really strange because the date went so well.
Okay. What did you guys do on the date?
We just had coffee, but it was nice. We had a great conversation. I felt like I really got to know him. I don't know. I thought for sure he would ask me out again, to be honest with you.
And you've reached out to him?
Yeah, of course. A few times.
Okay. If you had to guess, like, what do you think the problem might be?
I don't know. He's stupid.
I mean, yeah.
He doesn't realize how big a mistake he's making. I don't know.
Right? I always hate these things when the person just can't text them back, regardless of what it is. So why don't we give him a call and find out what's wrong with him?
Thank you so much.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jared?
Speaking. Who's this?
Jared, this is Mandy from Hits 106.3. We actually do a morning show. We were calling to see if there was a way that we could talk to you about the date that you had with Mary. Do you mind if we...
Yeah, okay, sure.
Well, I guess the first question I have
is... What do you want to know?
Did you enjoy the date?
I definitely enjoyed the coffee.
Okay. So that sounds like you didn't really enjoy spending time with her. So what happened?
You know what? If I'm going to be honest, she hasn't changed at all since college. I figured she would have grew up like a little bit, but she's exactly the same. She even dresses the same. It's been 10 years. It's weird.
Okay. What do you mean? Like she's immature or she's just...
Yeah, I mean, immature in the sense that when she was talking about her friends or to really anybody in her life, she was just trash. Like, she didn't have a single nice thing to say about him. She was just trashing. Like, she was calling him the S word. I mean, I don't know if I'm allowed to swear on the radio
or
not.
No, please don't. No.
She just didn't have anything. Yeah, she didn't have anything really good to say.
Yeah.
And so I just thought it was weird just to hear somebody, you know, our age still talking about their friends like that. Why even have them as friends?
True. Totally understandable, for sure. Okay, well, sorry you didn't like that at all. I hate that things didn't go well.
Yeah, I mean, that was just part of it. I mean, worse than that is, this is even stranger, is that she kind of got jealous of the other women in the coffee shop.
Oh.
Like a woman walked by me, and I just looked over for like a split second, and she got all jealous. She's like accusing me of checking her out.
Okay.
And I mean, obviously the lady, you know, just walked right in front of me. I had no option but to, you know, check her out. I mean, look at her.
Okay. So overall, you're saying that she just seemed a little bit immature to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we do have Mary on the phone with us. Mary, you want to say something to Jared?
Hi, Mary.
Yeah, I'm not immature. You don't know anything about me. How could you accuse me of acting like a teenager?
I'm not accusing you. I'm saying that you actually act like a 19-year-old. Like you haven't grown up one bit. It's weird.
Wow. I can't believe you. No wonder Rhonda left you. You have no clue what's going on.
Oh, my.
Look, I'm an adult. None of this bothers me for a bit. We've been out of college for a long time. None of this. You need to stop living in the past, to be honest. Get a job. Grow up. You ever thought about, you know, maybe using some concealer? Your skin's not exactly, tight as it used to be.
You don't look so great yourself. Nice beer gut and receding hairline.
Okay.
Then you're going to be like every other guy over the hill.
Okay, first of all, I look great, and at least I'm intelligent.
Okay. I'm gonna chime in here and say this is a no-go between the two of you. Right, Mary? You're good, right?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you.
I had a feeling. So sorry that this went the way it did. But I'm glad that we could get an answer.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I feel like I really appreciate you, and I'm so glad that I know now that I'm not missing anything.
It's 106.3.
Second Date Update was brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here.